This is about you.
Victoria Woods.
This is about paying yourself first.
Businesswoman of the Year.
This is about life is full of choices.
Journal Records 50 Most Influential Women.
It's about, it's not what you earn, but what you keep.
White House Conference on Small Business.
It's about education is expensive.
The Journal Record Innovator of the Year.
It's about no risk, no gain.
Founder of Women for Financial Independence.
It's about success.
Sweet success.
Governor's Conference for Women.
Smart girls finish rich.
She's the president and CEO of Chapelwood Financial.
It's about consistency will always outperform occasional brilliance.
And she is the financial diva.
It's about the money, honey.
It's all about the money.
All about the money.
Victoria Woods.
Welcome to the weekend and welcome to It's All About the Money, Honey, here on News Radio 1000 KTOK. I'm your host, Damon King. I'm a certified financial planner professional and wealth manager with Chapelwood Financial Services, the sponsor of It's All About the Money, Honey. We want to welcome you. We hope that you've had a wonderful week. It's been a really busy, exciting week here at Chapelwood Financial. We've welcomed several new families into our family as clients. And so we're very excited about that. If this is your first time listening to It's All About the Money, Honey, welcome. And if this is your 1,000th time listening, welcome to you as well. We're really glad that you're here. We are independent investment advisors to millionaires. And what that means is we work with wealthy families. We work with high net worth families. And we've been doing that work for more than 25 years. And after all that time, we have cracked the code on what millionaires want. They want to sleep well knowing that they're not going to run out of money. They want to have the freedom to do what they want. And they want to make a big impact on their families and the world. And that is the work that we do each and every day, each week, every month of the year here at Chapelwood Financial. And if you are looking for some help and your family has saved at least $1 million for retirement, download what's called our Countdown to Retirement. It's a checklist of the key things that you need to be thinking about 36 months, 24 months, 12 before retirement. And it's a very simple checklist that you can use to keep you organized and keep you on track. To get that, all you have to do is text the word COUNTDOWN, COUNTDOWN, to 405-348-0909. You'll get a link to download your complimentary copy of our Countdown to Retirement. And you can also call that number, and we will be happy to speak with you. As I mentioned, today's show is all about family business transition. We know that many of you out there listening have a family business. Could be small, could be large. And many of the families that we work with own a business. Perhaps one of the people started it. Mom or dad started the business, or together they started it. And it's been very successful for many years. And now the kids are getting involved. And now mom and dad, perhaps that's you, are looking to sell the business. Or perhaps it's a business that you're in. Maybe not with family members, but you know, people that are like your family, and you want to sell to them. Private family-owned businesses are the source of a large, large percentage of the $50 trillion plus that is expected to pass from baby boomers to their younger generations over the next 10 to 15 years. So that's a lot of money. That's a lot of wealth. So, and the people who are going to receive those businesses, buy those businesses, continue them, that stands to be a significant increase in their wealth, but it also means a lot of challenges. There are a lot of things that you have to think about, because private family-owned businesses, as wonderful as they can be adding to your wealth, they can also be the source of some of the greatest frustration and anxiety you've ever experienced in your life. And if you're not prepared to make that transition properly, it can go bad really quickly. So on today's show, we are going to share with you four key considerations before you transition your privately held family business to your children or somebody else. So, number one, are you and your family even ready 4, a business transition. This is a big one. Most of the clients that we talk to that have sold a family business or they're in the stages of selling a business. I mean, right now we've got 3 clients that we're helping that are preparing to sell a business. And one of the things that they have shared with us that's pretty consistent is I had to get in the right frame of mind before I could even consider selling. I've been offered, people have offered before, but I wasn't ready to sell. I wasn't there mentally, I wasn't there emotionally. So you have to be ready to sell before you can actually make that choice. So number one, what is your readiness? Determine whether you are personally and financially ready to transition the business to the next generation. If you do this, will it mean that you can retire when you want? What means of financial support do your children have to first purchase the business from you and then support it, keep it going when you're not around? And how comfortable are you with giving up control? And do you have a capable successor, whether that's a child or somebody else? These are questions that you have to ask yourself. And we get it because this is your baby. You have nurtured this child, this business from nothing to where it is now. And while you may love the idea of getting out of the business and taking your money and going and doing other things, you don't just want to abandon your baby, right? So you want to make sure that you're emotionally, mentally ready and that you've got a good successor in mind. Number 2, are your successors ready? So there's your readiness. What about you, the readiness of your successors? You've got to determine whether the next generation is ready to sustain and grow the business when you are not there. Which of your children is competent to run the business? Are they even willing? Are there more than one? And how are they going to share responsibilities? Are your children prepared to invest the time and capital needed to grow the business beyond where you've gotten it? And are you going to be able to treat your children equitably? So, what is their readiness? Are they willing to accept this challenge? Number 3, what about your family's harmony? You've got to find a way to maintain family harmony while determining the best succession plan for your business. There could be some hurt feelings in this, especially if, let's say you've got 3 or 4 kids, and you know that really just one of them is probably going to run the business. Now, it makes it easy if the others don't want to be involved in it, but just because they don't want to be involved in the business does not mean that they don't want to reap some of the financial rewards from the business. It's likely that they view this as part of their inheritance. Can you meet the demands of the marketplace while preserving harmony? Here's a big one. What if you know your business is worth X, but your kid or your children, they don't want to pay that? And they think that they should get the friends and family discount from mom and dad. Ooh, and that's a big one. And it happens. We've seen it. Do you any of your family members oppose your decision? Perhaps you're not planning to sell to any of your family members. You're going to sell to an employee who's been there for 20 years. They know the business inside and out, and they are now ready to take it over. Your children were expecting that business to be part of their inheritance, and now you're going to sell it to somebody else. Is that going to create anxiety and strife in your family? Are you willing to have difficult decisions and discussions with your family about succession planning? And do you need to engage a third party to facilitate those conversations? So there are a lot of takeaways here. Giving up ownership and control of your business is both a financial and an emotional decision. The next generation has to be willing and able to take over the business. And involving your family members in the decision-making process before you sell the business may be critical for the long-term success of the business moving forward. So that's the first step, determining your readiness, your family's readiness, and are you able to deal with these issues that will most likely arise. Number 2, the second consideration, heading for the exit. or exiting on your own terms, as Victoria and I like to call it. Whether you're selling to family or someone else, what does your exit strategy actually look like? I mean, you go through the process of getting the business valued, you come up with the terms of the sale, everybody's happy with the price, we know who's staying, who's not, and then the day comes that I'm actually walking away. What does that look like? And this really should be a long-term process. This isn't something that 6 months before you want to sell, you should be thinking about. No, you should be thinking about this at least 3 years before you want to sell. There are emotions to manage. Your emotions, the emotions of your family. There are contracts and strategic alliances that you need to confirm. You need to give yourself a long enough runway so that you can begin slowly letting your partners know, hey, you know, I'm thinking of selling my business, and my daughter's going to take over the business, or my son, or this employee is going to take over the business, or maybe they're really important customers or clients. That's even more important, right? That's revenue. You want to start talking to them about that. And it's important that your current clients and customers and your current business partners see the potential successor working in the business day to day. They become accustomed to having them there. They begin to trust them. And they realize, okay, if something happens to mom or dad or the owner, I know that the company is going to continue on because I've met their successor. And I've seen her, I've seen him working in the business. You got to make sure you clean up the financials. Are there any outstanding things that need to be cleaned up? Securing agreements with key staff to maintain stability. Just this week, one of the clients that we're helping sell her business, I asked the question, you know, how many of the employees are planning to stay on? And she's got a good core group of about 10 people, maybe a dozen, that have been there for 15 plus years, and they are planning to stay once the business is sold. That is very valuable. It's great knowing that they're going to be there for the incoming owner so that there can be stability for the new owner. Structuring the sale. What does that look like? Are you going to get a whole bunch of cash up front? Do you want to write it as an installment payment? If you're selling to your family or anybody else, perhaps they don't have the cash on hand. And maybe they can't go out and get financing for it to pay you a lump sum. So instead, what they could do is, well, using some of the revenues from the company, I can make installment payments to you over time. We see this frequently with things like dental practices, where the dentist will sell his or her practice, and over a period of, say, 5 years, we'll get a payout. I'm talking with another client that is getting ready to sell his insurance business. And that's what he's doing. He's structuring a payout over 5 years. He's going to sell the business for, you know, nearly a couple million dollars. And over a period of 5 years, the gentleman that's buying that from him is going to pay him in five equal installments over that time. Will you stay on to ease the transition? Or are you just going to leave? Most people who are going to buy your business would like to know that you're going to stay on for at least a little while. Victoria and I were talking with a consultant not that long ago, and we asked, what's the average length of time that the outgoing owner will stay on to ease the transition? And she said 2 weeks, and we were like, what? No way. It's got to be a lot longer than 2 weeks. So how long do you want to stay on? Because keep in mind that whoever's buying your company is probably going to want you to stay on for a little while, at least a month. Maybe 60 days, I don't know. But how long do you want to stay in the business to ease that transition? And then if you are selling to your family, what will be their roles after the sale? Who's going to be the leader, the president, the CEO? Who's going to be in charge of the financials? Who's going to do this? Those roles need to be outlined before you head for the exit. So you've got to have a good exit strategy in place before you sell your business. Number three, pre-liquidity planning. What are you going to do with all that cash? And for those of you just joining us today, you're listening to It's All About the Money, Honey. I'm your host, Damon King, certified financial planner professional, wealth manager with Chapelwood Financial. Today we're talking about four key things that anybody who's looking to sell a family business needs to know. Family business transition. What are the four key things? We've already shared number one and two. Number one, are you and your family ready to sell the business? Number two, what's your exit strategy? Number three, pre-liquidity planning. You're going to end up with all this cash, a big pile of cash. What are you going to do with it? We get asked this question all the time. You know what? I've always worked in my business. I knew where my income was coming from. I knew what the revenue was. Everything was in place. I knew what to expect. But now, it's a brave new world. I'm about to leave my company, and in its place is going to be $3-4 million or whatever you sell your company for. So what the heck do I do with that? We always advise, start with the end in mind. What do you want your life to look like? And this is why we say start your exit planning at least 3 years in advance, because it isn't just about getting the new buyers, your family or anybody else who's going to buy the company, getting them up to speed and getting them in place. It's you thinking about, what's my next chapter? One of the clients that we're working with to sell her business, I asked her that question. What's your next chapter? And for her, she loves showing dogs. She's involved in the American Kennel Club. She loves doing that kind of work. And that's where she's going to spend a lot of her time. So she has her next chapter in mind. What's your next chapter going to be? So start with the end in mind. What are your cash flow needs after the sale? You've always taken the income from the business, but now you're going to be converting the business into cash. So how do you structure that cash into a portfolio that will generate the income, the cash flow that you need? That's where your wealth advisor comes in. That's where we come in for our clients. How will you invest to generate that cash flow? Or how will you invest to generate growth? Or how will you invest to have protection? You can basically do three things with your money. You can optimize it for growth. You can optimize it for income. You can optimize it for protection. Most people want to do all three at the same time. But one is naturally going to be more important than the others at any given point in time. So how do you do all three at the same time and in the most optimal combination? What about tax impacts? You sell your business, pretty good chance you're going to generate a lot of capital gains taxes. How are you going to cover that? And then with the money that's left over after you pay your capital gains taxes, how are you going to minimize taxes as you move forward? What tax-efficient strategies can you bring to the table, or more importantly, can your wealth advisor bring to the table to help you to minimize your taxes in retirement? What about philanthropy? Do you want to give? Are there charitable causes that you want to support? Or maybe you want to gift to your family. There's some important legacy planning that needs to go on, especially if you sell this business, you've got a lot of cash, and you've got a significant estate. Right now, the estate tax threshold per person in the United States is over $11 million. A married couple can leave over $22 million because married couples get to unify their estate tax exemption amounts. You can leave quite a substantial sum of money to your family before you trigger the estate tax. However, starting in 2026, the estate tax threshold is falling by more than half. It's going to go down to about $5 million per person, which means that it's going to be far more likely that wealthier families are going to fall into the estate tax trap, because it's going to take less money that you're giving away to trigger the estate tax. So not only do you have to have a plan for selling this business and what you're going to do with the money, it's very important that you work with your wealth advisor and your trust attorney, your estate planning attorney, to create a plan to help minimize the impact of estate taxes, especially as we start to see the rules change and the estate tax exemption amount falls, and it's far more likely that your estate might be subject to estate taxes. So you've got to have some pre-liquidity planning. You're about to have $5 million dumped on you. What are you going to do with it? and we might need to escrow some aside for taxes. We might need to set some aside for other investment opportunities, some gifting, all of that good stuff. The fourth consideration, as you consider transitioning your privately owned family business to the next generation, whether that's going to be your children, other members of your family, or people who aren't even in your family. The fourth thing, putting your transition team in place. Succession planning can be very complex. It can be very sensitive. And so it's vital that you have a team of skilled, unbiased professionals helping you. Victoria and I, in this work that we do, we work with amazing, wonderful clients. All of our clients are wonderful people. They all have families. And one thing that we can guarantee you is that no matter how loving and wonderful and kind and caring your family is, anytime money gets injected into the conversation, it changes people. We have seen it over and over. The kindest, most caring, most loving families get ripped apart when mom or dad or both pass away, and now you've got the kids arguing over money. Money does weird things to people, man. And you've got to accept that this is true. It's going to happen to your family if you don't have a plan for it. There will be hurt feelings. There will be rifts that form because somebody feels like they're being left out, that they're not being treated fairly. And those emotions will boil over and cause people to make poor decisions. So if you leave your kids, your family in charge of the money with no guidance and no help, there's a pretty good chance that they will end up this situation not talking to each other. One way to avoid that is to bring in those unbiased professionals who can help. So who are these people? Who are the people that you should include in your team? Well, number one, your wealth manager, your investment advisor, your financial planner. Here at Chapelwood Financial, we serve as kind of the quarterback of the team. Our clients own the team, and then they have us as the quarterback, or maybe the general manager. Maybe that's the better analogy. The client hires us as the general manager. We then go out and find the pieces of the team that we need. And that's why we have relationships with many different allied professionals. We have relationships with many different estate planning attorneys, so we can bring an attorney into your team. So you hire your wealth manager first, because it's likely that they're going to be able to speak to all these other professionals that you need and serve as the quarterback of your team. If you're into music, the conductor of the team, whatever. But your estate planning attorney, the CPA who can help with tax issues, the insurance professional, the banker. We might need a banker. We might need some financing to help your family or the second generation to acquire the money to pay you to buy the business. A business broker and valuation specialist. We've got relationships with some of those professionals as well. One of the biggest reasons why businesses don't sell is because they're poorly priced. They're overpriced. They're not properly valued. What you believe your business is worth is far different from what someone who wants to buy it might believe it's worth. You want to get the most you can. They want to pay the least that they can. Again, those two things don't work together very well, right? Oil and water. So you need a good, unbiased, proper valuation of your business. And then it would be great if the same person that can do the valuation of your business can turn around and then help you sell it, help you market that business to potential sellers or potential buyers. So we have all those relationships here at Chapelwood Financial that we can bring to the table for our clients. You need to have that team as well. And if you don't have an advisor, we can certainly help you with that. It's what we're doing like right now, like I said, with three clients, three people who are selling a business, and we're helping them right now. Now, here's another person to add to your team. Now, this is a strange one. You might not have thought about this, and you might be thinking, why would I need this person? But I'm going to explain it. A psychologist. There are a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings that are tied up in selling your business. You know that. I know that. Victoria knows that. Victoria has built three businesses, three successful businesses throughout her career. And one thing that she will tell you is letting go and letting others take the wheel is hard. It may be exactly what you've been working toward all this time. I've been working toward grooming this successor to take over my business at some point. And as they take more and more ownership over the business, they get more and more involved, you begin to see, wow, they don't need me as much. I'm kind of being pushed to the fringes here. I didn't expect this. I wanted to sell my business. I wanted to step back. I wanted to take on less responsibility. But now I'm not sure that I like it. They don't need me anymore. It's hard for me to relinquish control. So what happens? You come back and you start getting involved again. And now you begin to undermine all of the work you've been doing to set the next generation up. This can cause you to go insane sometimes. You think you're going crazy. It's like, this is what I want, but I don't like feeling that I'm not part of it anymore. I created this. That's totally normal. It's totally normal to feel that way. Anybody would. And that's why, in addition to all the financial professionals that can help you with selling your business, you may need a mental specialist, somebody that can help you deal with these conflicting emotions of, I'm happy that I found someone that I trust to take over my business, and I'm sad that they don't need me anymore, or they need me less and less. But that's part of the deal, right? And it goes back to your exit strategy that we talked about earlier. You have to come up with a way and a plan for how are you going to step back from your business. So, we have partnered with one of our key wealth strategists for wealthy families to put together what we're calling our Family Business Survival Kit. And it's a collection of resources that you can download as one package. It's been specifically built and curated to address your key concerns as you consider selling your privately owned business. And to get a copy of this Family Business Survival Kit, all you have to do, text the word FAMILY, F-A-M-I-L-Y, to 405-348-0909. You will receive a link to access our complimentary Family Business Survival Kit. And as I said, there are several resources in there from one of our top investment partners that work specifically with high net worth families and families that own a privately owned business. In that same text you get will be a link to schedule a 30-minute phone call with us. And as you go and download your resources, you'll see that same link there that you can schedule a 30-minute call with us to discuss your specific situation, and ways that maybe we can help, ways that we can bring to bear all of these professionals that you are going to need as you prepare to sell your business. You can do it. It's what you want to do, and we can help. And we can't wait to meet with you and talk with you later. Thank you so much for listening. Hope that you got a lot out of this. And when you're ready to talk, we're ready to help. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, I'm going to leave you with the Financial Diva's very best advice. Don't take advice from broke people, physically, financially, or spiritually.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I salute the flag of the state of Oklahoma. Its symbols of peace unite all people.
Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Before investing in any product, consider your investing goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance, and the product's investment objectives, options, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Chapel Wood Financial Services for the product's prospectus or equivalent document and read it carefully.